In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Maundy Thursday is celebrated by Christians for centuries, remembering events that happened at the Last Supper in the early hours of Thursday sundown. Those were the beginning of the last moments of Jesus with his disciples, less than 24 hours before his death. But what was said that night was pretty serious. It was sort of, there is something coming, you know, something about to happen. So everything seemed to be very serious about that. The nature of what was being talked about was very serious. Before the Passover meal, Jesus began washing the feet of his disciples. By doing this, the Bible tells us that Jesus showed them the full extent of his love. He demonstrated how we are to love one another through humble service. If I tell you how to love one another, you might go home and not really understand what you said. But he went down on his knees and started to wash their feet. Just like this earlier on, I secretly thought of washing Father Jeff's feet, and I didn't tell him, I'm not going to do it tonight. But what can we learn from this? Yes, foot washing was cultural and was done by the slaves. So it's loaded with a lot of meaning. Serve one another as I have served you. Jesus told Peter, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. In other words, this is what I was reading into it. I am here to wash you, Peter, to sanctify you. I know where your feet has been. And I have a new mission for you, where you are going to go. So it's important for me to wash you. Service and total cleanliness of the human heart, of which Jesus was willing to go to the cross to save our lives from slavery to sin. That night, Jesus instituted the sacrament of Holy Eucharist to prepare us to remember and to participate in this one-time event of total sacrifice, offering forgiveness of sins. In other words, it's not only us who have been at the Holy Eucharist. People before us, thousands of years before us, have been here celebrating this event in the Holy Eucharist. Each time you meet, you gather together and breaking bread, you will be remembering this one-time sacrifice. In the Middle Age until now, we all do the same thing. We meet at the altar where Jesus is present, participating in that same event. It's true. When we are weary of our tedious journey into the world, when we are stung and beat by unfortunate circumstances in our lives, when we are injected with the poison of despair and anger and hurts and pain that pushes us into our dysfunction, Jesus calls us to surrender these burdens to him, to break bread together like we are going to do it tonight. A true washing and healing of the heart. The Holy Eucharist truly become the conduit of God's love and healing. We say, feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. So we join in this divine union of the Father and the Son when we are here at the Holy Eucharist. There is a strong connection here of this I'm talking about and the reading you just heard in Exodus. There's here Jesus, who is the sacrificed Lamb of God, and here are the disciples preparing a meal to celebrate the Passover. Do you remember the Passover? Okay, I will tell you. They were in a terrible shape that night. They were in a terrible shape, and God said to them, you are going to have a sacrificial lamb, and the blood of the lamb has to put be put on the post, on the doorpost of your doors, so that when the angel of death pass by you, your home will be saved. Do you see the imagery? And Jesus was in front of them, the sacrificial lamb of God. That very night, that sacrificial lamb of God was arrested, taken to a quick and sham trials, and be crucified by midday Friday. I want to draw your attention to one particular detail here. This gruesome anticipation of Christ, who, by the way, is our Passover, on your homes, on you, the blood of Jesus, on you. He is our Passover in that Garden of Gethsemane, waiting, waiting to be sacrificed for us. That picture is beyond description. An anticipation that the Bible tells us that he sweat the sweats of blood. What moments were to come? He knew what moments were to come. What must it felt like? I don't know what it must have been felt like. Which I hope tonight will make Holy Eucharist experience for you all the more meaningful. So tonight, at the end of this service, we will witness the stripping of the altar, symbolic of Jesus' humiliation by the soldiers. We strip the altar of all signs of life. It's powerful for me, it makes me want to cry, to symbolize that he went on this journey of the cross willingly, purposefully, for the redemptive suffering and death for us all and our salvation. So I want to invite you to spend some time in silence, meditating on that extent of love that God has loved you in that Garden of Gethsemane, waiting with sweats of blood, waiting and waiting. Amen.